We're in Romans chapter 10, but we're starting the Christmas season now, aren't we? So you can see the theme in the songs we're singing. It starts to be part of the prayers that we're praying. And it certainly is the message that God has. Whether you have a, you know, ecclesiastic calendar that has Christmas come around every year and a bunch of sermons on Christmas, it's a decision of the place that worships, really. But we kind of stick with that. When Christ was born, nobody knows. Shepherds were out watching their flocks by night. I wonder what time of the year you hang out outside watching flocks. And then that's when they got the announcement that Jesus was born. But we don't toy with that either. We just stick with December 25th. That'll do, you know. So there it is. The word Advent, it stems from a Latin word, which sounds just like the English word Adventus, right? But, you know, it didn't take on a real religious significance till like the 900s or 1000s. So the 10th, 11th century is when Advent became, you know, Advent. Jesus came. So that and 4 pounds will get you on a bus to Stirling, you know, a little bit of trivia. You get 4 weeks of Advent usually, and it's marked by, you know, four candles. Some places light candles. There's an old story about the in Germany, the guy running the orphanage had 25 candles, because as soon as December came, they were like, is it Christmas yet? And so the guy said, we're just going to light these candles, kids, and when we get to the end, then you'll know. Quit asking me, you know? So it's a funny thing. Here we are, lighting candles. You see, we have a slide that has, you know, the four candles. And then what do you talk about each week of the 4 weeks of Advent? That's a toss-up too, you know? Some places will give you a liturgical calendar. In here, we've kind of have done in the past talking about Zechariah. Do you know when an angel announces to Zechariah, your wife is going to have John the Baptist, right? I mean, that's what they ended up calling him. He didn't say that when he met him. And then Mary, hello, Mary, you're going to have a baby. How can that be? I don't have a man. How can I have a baby, right? And then Joseph, who's going to divorce his wife, right? Hey, you don't need to divorce her. She hasn't been messing around. She's actually the virgin that the Bible talks about, right? And Joseph changed his mind. And then shepherds. Hey, oi, workers, come on over and see your king. So we've done that before. Other places, they talk about the Annunciation and then the census that puts Mary on a donkey to go down in Bethlehem. Right? And then the shepherds and the magi, right? The people who come with gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they give their gifts to the king. There's all kinds of ways that you can do it, and different places do it different ways. So, but what I wanted to do as we gather this Christmas, and this table is here, and you're all oriented in a different direction for a reason. This is what you call the table of remembrance. This is where you have the bread and the wine, and you remember Jesus's Last Supper. And so we wanted to orient everybody toward the thing that is the point. And at Christmas, you love wee baby Jesus, right? Isn't it lovely? There in a manger. And it's important that he be the center of attention, like he's the center of attention the way that this room is organized. So how uncomfortable have you felt having to sit in a different way? It's slightly off-putting, isn't it? Because should I look that way or that way? And then the guy's doing the announcements, but I got my back to him, you know? And poor guy, Martin, I didn't recognize you from the back of your head. We're getting more and more distinct, some of us. I now need more sunscreen than I used to. I didn't know that that was a thing until recently. But having it at the center, has it made you inconvenience this morning? I think it has. I think that good soldiers say, "Aye, it's no problem, I'll do it." But it has. It's uncomfortable. It's different. Would you go and do that to us, Foreign Minister? There's a certain amount of, and I probably would be the same sort of attitude, of coming into a place, you expect it a certain way, and it's different. Now what's he on with? What is it now? And so Jesus coming into town, into a religious community, oh, here comes another Yahoo. You know, oh, they all think he's the Messiah. Well, we know when the Messiah comes, he's going to be this way. He's going to be that way. And this guy ain't that. And that's what you have going on in Jesus' day. That's what we have going on here. So when you come into a room, did you stop and go, how does it work this morning? What are we doing? Like, you had to set the communion table, right? First you had to find the communion table. Then you had to, looking at two tables, go, do we set the old one the way we always do? Or were there enough hints to say, yeah, there's something happening over here today? People who aren't members of this church walk in the door and they do that every time. How's it work in this place? Where will I sit? What if I sit in someone's seat who says, I'm trying to think of a word, as no one in the church, you know, Lois sits there, you know. But it doesn't happen that way in this church. But you wonder if you won't step on toes when you're a newcomer or an incomer, right? So it's on purpose to make you stop and think for a moment, how uncomfortable was it for people trying to figure that out? How uncomfortable is it for people trying to penetrate this community of believers to be a part of it? How is it if you're not yet a believer, but I hear that building over there, that's where they do it, I think I'm going to give it a shot and find out. And what is it like? So that person will come into the back of your heads every time if they're not on time, right? Something about this, if you needed the loo, you can actually go and you're not messing with what's up at the front of the room. How about that? So that could lend itself to sort of a, I'm not trapped here. Is he done preaching? Is he done preaching? You know, options. But anyway, I disrupted things on purpose just through seating. But haven't we done all the same other things? And have you seen each other a little bit? I really meant to walk around a little bit, but then I figured if I start doing that, I got my back to all these people. So I rethought the whole thing, and I just put myself here so I'm not at the back of you. But I would like to move around and see your face and say, so you're not an audience anymore. And you're looking across at each other. Oh, dear. You know? It is what it is. I want to suggest four topics for this Christmas season, and they're really not original, and I think that they're important still, though. Faith, hope, love, and peace. Right? That wasn't hard to come up with. I didn't Google it and get it off of somebody else's list, but I think it's how we'll focus. And so today, in this place, talking about faith this morning.